what is notability? I mean, nowadays, kids are like, I'm an influencer.
Right.
Like a 9-year-old can have notability because they open up presents on YouTube, right?
Yeah. It's so weird, isn't it?
It's not just weird. It's kind of demented. Like, these people are, they have problems. Like, they're spending time doing this.
Yeah.
Get a freaking hobby.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Common sense?
Very, very exciting news.
Okay, what's the exciting news? Because, I mean, are we being inducted into something?
We're not being inducted.
Because we've been doing this for, what, like a gajillion years now? To be exact, like almost 13.
Yeah. I mean,
13 years.
We've been, and listen,
since we were like 13 and 12 years old, we've been doing
right.
this.
Mm-hmm. We've been at this quite a while. Not this podcast per se, but being Chicks on the Right, we've been doing that for
a long time.
A long time.
We've been fighting the commies for a long time, you guys. I mean, for real.
For real.
We've been fighting the commies for that long.
And remember...
And they won't stop.
They won't stop.
No, they won't stop.
Yeah, so we launched the website February of 2009.
Yeah.
And granted, it took a while to, like, get moving.
Like a year.
I mean,
probably.
a couple years.
About a year or two for us to kind of get off the ground after their parents read it for a little while and against their will. And then other people started reading it. And then after they started reading, and then we had, like, this cult following. It was fun those days.
It was good.
Those days, the fun days,
really
like
good
the cult
times.
Following. Mm-hmm. Those are like the hardcore Chicks on the Right people, right?
And then all of a sudden, in early 2013, we had this explosion of publicity because of Facebook threatening to shut us down.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trailblazers, as we've mentioned on this very podcast before.
We sure did blaze those trails.
We blazed them, man. Mm-hmm. We blazed them so hard that we were covered by national news organizations, Todd Starnes specifically of Fox News Radio, and then also by the Blaze, which picked up the story. And this was kind of a big deal. We were mentioned by Whoopi Goldberg on
that
The
was
View.
Back when she probably would still mention us. Nowadays, she would call us really bad names.
I think she would just like burst into flames.
Yeah, I think there's no way she would mention us now.
No
or
way.
She would make fun of our name. Back then, she was like, that's a cute name. She actually said that.
Yeah, she said Chicks on the Right. She liked the name.
She liked the name.
So, I mean, what happened as a result of that wave of publicity is that we grew pretty quickly. We got a radio show. We got a book deal by a major publishing house, Random House.
Yeah.
And we're on local TV. We did an Indianapolis Star column for well over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been on all the talk shows. We've done the Fox News rounds. We've done all the
TV thing. We've done the whole book tour. We've done that. We've done the stuff. You know, we've done the stuff. You
know, we were published by Time Magazine.
Yeah.
We were featured by the USA Today.
Looking back, I'm like, wow, we did, like, who were those people? We did those things. Yeah, we did some of the things, right? We've done some of the things.
So I can understand why you would assume that maybe we were, I don't know, receiving some sort of recognition of some sort.
Some sort. I mean, because during that time, we did some of the things. Now we've sort of leveled out.
Yeah.
We've leveled out a little bit, and we're doing, you know, the podcast. But, you know, we're not whippersnappers anymore. You love that word.
Yeah.
We're not whippersnappers. We're in our middle age, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we're allowing these young whippersnappers to come up the ranks. And we love watching them do their thing and getting their book deals and doing their thing. And sort of, you know, to be honest, following, we blazed the trail. They're now doing a lot of the things that we did 10 years ago. And we're like, that's nice. We don't want to work that hard.
Right.
We don't care about wearing all the makeup and doing all the things and being on TV and doing, we just don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just don't.
We just are comfortable doing what we're doing.
Yeah. We still want to fight the commies, but we want to do it here from our homes and be with our families and do all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I mean, I understood why you asked early in this podcast, are we getting inducted into something?
Yeah.
However, in fact, is just the opposite. The news that we bring you today is all about the fact that we have been deemed unnotable.
Oh, unnotable.
We are not notable enough.
Okay.
To have a page on Wikipedia.
Wow. Like, who determines that, Mom?
That's a great question. And in fact, I had no idea that this was even a thing. So
we have a page on Wikipedia.
And on that page, by the way, it mentions all of the things that we just discussed. It mentions
and more.
It mentions, like, sort of our credentials, if you will.
Like our history, our appearances. It has all these little linky-dinky things.
All the linky-dinks are
all
there.
All those things that you can go find all of our appearances and all the things that we've done and the people people that we've hung out with and the things we've done, the places we've been.
I mean,
you know, that kind of crap.
I'm not trying to like toot our own horn.
No, but I mean, I forget about this stuff till I go to Wikipedia and I'm like, oh yeah, we did that. Remember
we did that?
I totally forgot. I've slept since then. And we did that one time. So that's kind of cool. That's what Wikipedia is for. So people can see the things that you've done. And then there's like a link to it. You can go see it. You can click on it. And you can watch that YouTube video of Once Upon a Time when you were on the Don Lemon Show.
We've done some things of note, I would say.
Of note.
But apparently we have not done the things of note according to Wikipedia's standards. So yesterday, a very clever and competent follower of ours sent us a screenshot of our Wikipedia page that now says at the top of it that it is being considered for deletion. Mm. And then I didn't even know that this was a thing. So I went and learned all about this deletion policy. And in fact, if you go to our Wikipedia page right now, at least right now, because who knows, it could vanish in the next, I don't know, 5 minutes for all I know, since it's up for deletion, there is a discussion page about why we are being considered for deletion. And so I looked at that discussion page to try to understand, well, how does this even work? Because I didn't know that this was even a thing. And it turns out that there's all these volunteer editors at Wikipedia who then have an online discussion about whether or not
we are
worthy of mention.
It's sort of like a sorority. Like, do we want to let this person in the sorority? Or like, we're in the sorority and now they're like, do we want to keep them in the sorority?
Right.
She's kind of a whore. Let's kick her out.
That's not what they said.
Oh, but that's probably what they mean, though. You know? That's
well, they try to make it so it's all about notability.
Yeah, but we kind of did that in the sorority, too. Like, you can't really say she's a whore. So you say stuff like, she's too much of a team player.
It's the same
thing. You know
what
I'm saying? Like, you say it in a nice way. So what they're saying about us is, because really, my personal opinion is we're conservatives, right? They don't want us out there. This is my opinion. You guys may not agree with me. They probably don't want to say that, and they don't want to agree with me, and you may not even agree with me, Mock, and that's fine.
The only reason I may not is because there's plenty of conservatives who are clearly notable enough to be there.
Well, that's fine, but they may be more important than us, but we're just kind of bottom of the barrel conservatives, which is fine. So it's like an easy one to get rid of. We're easy to get rid of because we're not going to cause a fuss. We're not as important as a lot of other people, and so we're just easy to discard.
Okay, well, that's fair.
I think it's very fair.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
we're low-hanging fruit.
The interesting thing about the deletion discussion was that there were a couple of people who were trying to go to bat for us, if you will. And so there was this back and forth between the Wikipedia editors about whether or not we were notable and worthy.
So there were Wikipedia editors who were willing to go to bat for us.
Yeah, because this is a whole big volunteer organization.
And so what kind of stuff did they say?
Well, that's what I was just going
to
say. So the first thing that I thought was ridiculous is that the person who nominated us essentially for deletion started off the conversation by saying the redirect to WIBC, which is of course our radio station, mm-hmm. is pretty much a copy of their station's website bio, though with some clashes. This page is claiming they moved time slots to spend time with their family, while their website says it's for their speaking agreements. Which was ridiculous. So the thing about that is that they're trying to say one of the reasons to have us deleted is that our website basically stole the bio about us from WIBC, which is absurd, of course, because, of course, we've had the website way longer than we've been radio hosts.
Like 4 years longer.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to say that because there's disparate info, mm-hmm. then it somehow cancels out our notability. Mm-hmm. But in fact, we did ask to move time slots to mornings so that we would have time with our families.
Yeah.
And that just so happened to lead to the side bonus of being able to spend more time on speaking engagements and on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a false narrative anyway.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. It's a bizarre narrative.
Yeah. So then we get somebody that was sticking up for us, right? And they write back to that point and said, well, they seem pretty popular and have some fairly well-known Twitter followers. They also had a book published not too many years ago. I think the page should stay as it is and should not be combined with another page, because I think what they're trying to do is suggest that we're only worthy of mention on WIBC's Wikipedia page.
That's bizarre.
Right? It's crazy.
Yeah, especially considering we have a bigger social media following than WIBC does.
Yeah, but apparently we don't meet the notability guidelines, as we soon find out, because this person was immediately shot down by somebody who is an editor at Wikipedia who goes by Bearcat.
Bearcat. Bearcat. Is it Bearcat or Bearcat? It's just regular old Bearcat.
Bearcat. Yeah, yeah, that's their name.
All right.
So here's what they replied. They said neither subjective assessments of popularity nor who does or doesn't follow them on Twitter have anything to do with Wikipedia's notability criteria. When it comes to getting a Wikipedia page, the notability test is the degree to which they have or have not been the subject of third-party coverage about them in sources independent of themselves to establish that their work has been externally deemed as significant. So they say, well, there's only one source here, the USA Today article, that meets that necessary standard, and one source isn't enough.
What about all the other places, like all the other places that we've been on?
This is why I'm so confused.
Yeah, because, like the Fox America's right. News headquarters, the, you know, the Varney and Company, the CNN Tonight, the CNN, like Anderson Cooper. We've been like all those other shows.
Right. We have a published book by a major publishing house. Mm-hmm. We were published by Time. Uh-huh. We were weekly columnists for the Indianapolis Star. Our combined social media following is over 1.7 million people. Mm-hmm. We just celebrated the year anniversary of this very podcast. Mm-hmm. So
what's their problem?
What does a girl have to do to be notable?
Exactly. What does a girl have to do? So then can we pull the sexist card?
I don't know, because there's plenty of women, obviously, who have Wikipedia pages. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know what the card is, but that's where it got interesting, because then someone else piped in, another editor, who said the optics of any deletion would imply censorship.
Yes, it would.
Is that what Wiki wants?
Is it what Wiki wants?
I would like to know the answer
because
to that question.
Because the thing is, I feel like we could pull that card, because they're trying to censor us already, like on Facebook. We've already been squelched once before in 2013, and we're just seeing that coming. Every day we get like the whole Facebook, the fact checkers. Mm. This is the new thing at Facebook where they try to fact check you, you know? And it's like every day we tell our audience, our YouTube, our Facebook Live audience, which is essentially our YouTube audience, we tell them go to YouTube and follow us there because they're going to shut us down any day on Facebook. We tell you guys that. They're going to shut us down every day on Facebook because they're just looking for reasons to censor conservatives. This is why I think this is just another ploy to do that.
Well, and of course the timing is very suspect.
I'm thinking
right?
Bearcat is a liberal is what I think. I mean, listen, you can prove me wrong, Bearcat. But I kind of feel like I'm on to you.
Well, and here's what's so dumb about this entire thing, right? Like, so I was looking at all this and then I'm like, my first reaction is to be angry and be like, well, how dare you suggest that we haven't done anything of note, right? And then I was like, this is freaking Wikipedia. Whether we have a page out here or not is not going to impact us in any way.
It doesn't. It doesn't impact us. It doesn't at all. But what it is, it's just another platform where they're like, well, I don't like these girls. And who are you to decide?
I know.
Who is this Bearcat person to decide whether or not we have a Wikipedia page? And why are they deleting people? I think that's a big question that I have. Why are they deleting people? Is it taking up bandwidth? Are we taking up room somewhere? Like precious room? Do you guys only have enough room for certain people? Why do you have to delete us?
I don't know why they even have like this lengthy of a discussion about an individual page.
It's there. It already exists.
It's already there.
So somebody already did the research. It's there. So why do you got to go delete it?
Because it's not like the page is inaccurate.
Yeah.
Just explains who we are to people who may not know.
Is it hurting Bearcat's feelings? Like that, this is what
know.
I don't understand.
Because like somebody then put a whole bunch of links to other places that we've been mentioned, etc. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Bearcat pushed back again and said they have to be the subject of journalism written by other people in real media outlets, not social networking profiles or podcast content or programming profiles or the self-published websites of their own radio affiliates or anything on a WordPress blog. So it doesn't matter that we were featured by the Washington Post or Fox News. Apparently those are just WordPress blogs or something and not of importance.
Well, that one was an actual, like there's Center Grove, there's like a local magazine. I think this person is just looking for a reason to not want us to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have a beef with this person, because it's like they just don't want us to be out there.
It gets even worse and meaner.
Okay.
Because then another editor, not Bearcat, but another one that goes by Astig, says, redirect to WIBC's local news and talk. The scope of the article focuses more on the two hosts rather than the show itself. Neither of the hosts is notable. The show isn't notable enough to have a standalone article.
Oh,
Okay. We're just not notable, you guys.
We're just not notable.
We're not notable enough to have a Wikipedia page that already exists.
Okay. That's the thing. It already exists. This is the problem. It'd be one thing if we didn't already have it, but they're going to such lengths to get rid of it. This is the problem that I have.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's not just weird. It's kind of demented. Like, these people are, they have problems. Like, they're spending time doing this.
Yeah.
Get a freaking hobby.
Like, this is their hobby, though. That's what's so scary, that people volunteer to do these things.
Okay, and that's fine. They can volunteer to, like, create new ones, but it already exists. And it's one thing to edit something that's already there, right, but it's another thing to be on some sort of a crusade to take them down.
Yeah.
That's just weird. Like, you have problems.
When I wrote about this at chicksontheright.com, I suggested that if there is an editor out there who wants to actually, like a Wikipedia editor who's listening to us or who's read my post about this, if they want to offer up some more evidence of our notability, maybe they could direct Wikipedia to our GIF page.
Yeah.
Because we have a Giphy page. And, like, you know, the GIFs that we've created have been used and viewed 125 million plus times.
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
125 million times. So I thought, you know, maybe that is what gives you notability. Because at this point, I don't know what else we have to do.
It's just dumb. Like, I don't care about the notability. Like, who cares, right? Because what is notability? I mean, nowadays, kids are like, I'm an influencer.
Right.
Like, a 9-year-old can have notability because they open up presents on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the world we live in. It's so crazy. It's just that people go to such lengths to do this. It kind of makes you wonder, who are these people? And why are they doing it? What is their motivation behind trying to take down an already existing Wikipedia page? Why are they doing that?
Because to your point, what does it hurt that there's an accurate page of information, like, about two people out there?
Tell me on the doll where this Wikipedia page hurt you.
Right.
Show me on the doll.
Kimberly Klasick's Wikipedia page also being recommended or considered for deletion.
Really?
In accordance with Wiki's deletion policy.
Okay, which makes me think this is a conservative thing again. It goes back to my original point. Strong conservative women. They just don't like them.
Secret Name 101 is the primary editor on this particular recommendation for deletion. And
Secret
about
name.
Kimberly Klasick, they say, running for Congress alone does not automatically establish notability. The only argument for her notability is that her campaign ad attracted attention. Even then, I'm pretty sure that there are YouTubers that have had videos garner more views than her ad that don't even have articles. It's a very, very weak argument for notability.
You know, the thing about Wikipedia, though, is that people will go to Wikipedia to find out more about people. Mm-hmm. They want to know a little bit about their background. I do that.
Right.
Like, who are these people? Where do they come from? Who are their family? Like, who's their family? Blah, blah, blah. That's why I go to Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. But I guess this is their argument, is that Wikipedia is about notable people. I didn't realize that was the basis on which Wikipedia was built, is you have to be notable. You have to be mentioned by other notable people.
Other people that they consider notable enough.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the thing, because we've been mentioned by plenty of people.
But I didn't realize that was the base. That was their foundation. I didn't know that.
I mean, this is nuts.
Yeah.
They're saying if she wins an election, then reconsider creation of this page.
Well, that's nice.
Again, there's already a page for her. Mm. So why we have to go through the trouble? Because again, like, to your point, if you just Google her, you might want to look at her wiki to see the basics. What's her age? What's her educational background? Where did she grow up? Some of the basics about somebody who's running for Congress.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me why you wouldn't want to offer more information as a free encyclopedia.
But I guarantee you,
the more info, the better, right?
I guarantee you that Stormy stripper chick is probably on Wikipedia.
Stormy.
Yeah, the stripper chick. The
Daniels?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's definitely notable. She's definitely notable. She's been, like, literally the subject of a zillion articles.
Okay.
By the right people, which apparently is the criteria. You have to be mentioned by the right people in the right way, because none of this makes sense. Their notability criteria makes no sense.
All right. So there you go.
There it is. So
that is our
saga.
That's our saga with Wikipedia, you guys.
It's just so funny to me.
It's all very bizarre, and it's something that's very new to us. But I have my theory. I'm sticking with my theory. I think I'm right. I guess we'll find out. If Bearcat wants to give us a call, we have a hotline number.
That's true.
It's 317-684-8444. It's not my personal number, nor hers. That's WIBC's, because they're very notable.
Right.
The station.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we would like it, though, if anybody listening out there is a Wikipedia editor and can shine some light on this whole process, that would be really interesting to us. You can use that same phone number, or you can visit us at any number of places. Tell all the places.
Instagram at Chicks on Right, Twitter at Chicks on Right. Please go to our YouTube channel. It's The Mock and Daisy Show on YouTube, and make sure that you subscribe, because like we said earlier in this podcast, we're like 2 seconds away being shut down on Facebook, which you can also go find us there on Facebook. It's Chicks on Right. Our website, you can go to our website. Chicks on the Right is, you got to go there every day and get all the juicy morsels of information that you can get. And then obviously this podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast, you can find us on our website. Everything is there. So we have all the things that you need to find on our website. Are there our happy little cartoon faces for this podcast? You can go there and subscribe to this podcast from our website. Am I missing anything?
I don't think so, except now that you're mentioning the podcast, which of course you should be subscribing to. Mm-hmm. If you get a chance and you can leave us a rating and review or a comment on the iTunes podcast platform, that is super helpful. That is what Jordan LH1001 did. He said, or she said, I'm not sure, been following these ladies on Twitter for some time, started listening, and they are great. No nonsense. And I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's right.
No nonsense, just common sense.
Exactly.
That's what we're all about.
Amen to that. Still fighting the commies, you guys. Always going to be fighting the commies. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.